meetings, the 6th and the 13th. So, Acting Chair, I'm sure you first going to submit the first one and then ask the members, the 6th and the 13th.
Can we go to the minutes of the 6th September? Honorable Baker. Honorable Bikram adopts, seconded by Honorable Njobo. Can we go to the 13th? Honorable America, seconded by...
I'm not proposing acceptance of the minutes. I propose an amendment. Next to my name is indicated as alternate, which I am not, Madam Chair, and that to be changed.
Apologies to the Deputy Shadow Minister.
Other than that, I propose that the minutes be accepted.
Honorable America proposes with that amendment and seconded by Honorable Teko. Thank you, members. Can we then go to the next item, which is our VRRR report. Members, this is the first draft report, and I understand that you only received it yesterday. You may not have been able to process it, but a proposal is that next week we adopt this report. I just want to check your indulgence on the process to follow today, because we have two routes. The first route is we can together go through this document page by page, so that next week we only come for adoption, or you request space to look at the document and we spend a lot of time next week to correct and adopt it. But our plea is that let us not go beyond next week for us to adopt the report. Can I get guidance from the House? Honorable Teko, followed by Honorable Baker.
Chair, is it possible that we can get a summary of the report, if there's anyone who knows what is happening, so that when we go, we know on which parts to look at, and then we come next week and adopt.
Honorable Baker.
Thanks. Just on that point, I think the report is a summary. I have been through it, and obviously most of it is just repeat of the factual situation of where we stand. I certainly don't think we need to go page by page, and that will give me varicose veins sitting here for that long. But one thing I do notice that's missing, and in particular what really is important for us as a committee, is at the end of the day our recommendations at point 9, and also, just by the way, we will have to remove the Honourable Yengeni as the chairperson at that point, because it will be under your watch, Madam Acting Chair. But the recommendations, I think, are pretty thin, and I think they are a bit of a whitewash to what we've seen in terms of the audit report. And I would recommend very heavily that that our office staff look at this carefully, and in particular, Mr. Zolani, to have a look at these bullet points. We've almost undermined a lot of the issues raised by the Auditor General, in the sense that there's been an absolute disaster with the audit of the department. And for people reading this, these recommendations, they're going to think, oh, well, everything's honky-dory in the land, when it isn't. And then finally, also in our recommendations, the reality is the department is at the forefront of creating an environment to enable the business community to create jobs. That's what their mandate is, if in one sentence. We have failed as a country in that. There's almost 10 million people who are out there who haven't got jobs. And I can go on and on, and I'm going to go on about that for the next 10 years, I'm sure, that the department's just not somehow getting to grips with its real mandate. And I think we need to put something in the recommendations that they need to relook at maybe making some recommendations to us and eventually to the Parliament as to why are we sliding downhill, what is going on, and I think that must be in our recommendations. So those two extra bullet points I'm suggesting that we strongly consider. The rest of the report I've seen, there's no lies in this report. There's nothing that we've never seen before, and there's nothing that's shocking or horrifying in the sense of we've never seen this before. So for the rest of the report, we shouldn't as a committee spend too much time deliberating, because this clearly is a summary of what we've done in the last year. So thank you, Madam Chair, for listening to me on that point.
Honourable Baygram is sponsoring further recommendations, and Honourable Teko wants a brief report. So we can match the two by saying, Sponsani, you can give a brief summary for the benefit of Honourable Teko, but we need not close this avenue of recommendations because some members may still need time to go back and read the report and make recommendations. But a plea would be, once you have the recommendations, submit them to the secretary so that when we deal with the report, all what is expected to be a recommendation is captured so that we just discuss that particular area. Is that the way forward that has been proposed here? Thank you. Honorable, sorry. I always forget your surname, Ngobo, Mr. Ngobo.
Thank you, Acting Chairperson, and good morning, honorable members. The first draft, this is the first draft of the budget review and recommendations report. The outline of the contents of the report is as follows. Firstly, there's an overview of the key relevant policy focus areas. And then the
Sorry, can I assist you? I think what Honorable Teko wants is just the trust in terms of the content. So don't frustrate yourself with the outline and all that. Just say, when you were crafting this report, you considered A, B, C, D, and came with what is contained here, so that you don't go through the report all over again.
Basically, when we started by reviewing what has happened generally in terms of labor and in terms of the economy of the country, and then there we're trying to look at the national development plan, which aim is to eliminate poverty and reduce inequality by 2030. So the conclusion that we reached there was that the level of economic growth currently is not sufficient to reduce the level of unemployment that the country is experiencing. And then we went further to look at the recommendations that we made in the last BRRR, that is the BRRR of last year, and what has the department done about those recommendations, if they have corrected what the mistake that we have identified and whatever. So that is also in the report what the department has done about the recommendations of the previous BRRR. And then we also look at the annual reports of the department and its entities, and we look at the performance of the department and its entities against their performance plans, and see if they achieved the goals that they have set themselves. And then, so we look at that in terms of the strategic goals of the department, if they manage to to achieve the strategic goals. So it's performance according to their strategic goals and performance according to their ENE and also performance of their programs. And then we also look at what the findings of the Auditor General, that is the findings on the financial performance of the department and the financial performance of its entities, looking at the irregular expenditures, looking at the fruitless and wasteful expenditure, and looking at the recommendations of the Auditor General. And then we also look at the statement of financial performance of the department for the year ended 31st March 2017, and also the statement of financial position. And then we also look at the financial performance of the department and service delivery performance for the first quarter of 2017-18 financial year, which is from what, April, May, June. That is the financial and the service delivery performance of the department during that period. And then finally, we still have to finalize the recommendations that the committee has to make to the ministry. We just made a few here, and we are like asking the proposals of the members of what more to include in the recommendations to the department. Thank you.
Thanks. That's a summary which I think assists. Can we propose that whoever wants to make a submission, at least by this Friday at 2, it has to be with Mr. Sagasa, so that by end of business on Friday we get the recrafted report or the beefed up report to enable all members to have ample time to look at the report, so that when we come back in the committee we have no hassles. At least we had time to entertain the report. Is that seconded by members? Honorable Teko, Honorable Bagram.
Chair, with the explanation that I requested, I'm seconding the proposal as referred.
Honorable Bagram.
Thank you. I'm very much in agreement. Are we meeting, in fact, next week? That's Wednesday the 11th at 9:30. Is that what you propose? Where are we meeting?
The venue, the secretary will include that in the notice to be issued on Friday.
I want to, Madam Chair, if I may, thank the secretary, because he is really vigilant in sending us SMSs and reminders, and it's very good for me because I'm always walking in the clouds. So thank you very much, Mrs.
Members, as you may have noticed, now that we are done with the report, we were supposed to be having a draft committee report tabled here so that we adopt it for this particular term. We are going to get that in the course of the week so that... apologies, I meant the program of the committee. So we are going to get it in the course of the week for adoption next week, so that we don't move without having adopted a particular program. Okay. Any other thing, members? Because some of these things are not my competence in the program. Honorable Van Skalkwyk.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to propose closure.
That's what is not my competency. Any second to that, Honorable Teko, thank you, members, for not making my feet hot on my first day. Thank you. The meeting.